Zisa Kindelach, would you like to hear the story of the Russia Heliporni?
Sure!
Heliporni also wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and cause trouble for the Yidden. But at that time, all the Yidden were very good. They learned the Halakha Torah and were mekayim all of the mitzvahs. So they were not afraid of Heliporni. They knew Hashem will help them. The Yidden built a strong wall around Yerushalayim to keep Heliporni and his soldiers out. Heliporni's soldiers surrounded the wall. They were trying to break down the wall so they could go in and fight with the Yidden. In Yerushalayim, there was a tzaddikus by the name of Yehudis. She was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She had a brave plan to save the Yidden in Yerushalayim. She went to the main door leading outside the strong wall and said to the Yiddish guards who were guarding the wall,
"I have a plan how I can help save the Yidden. Please, let me go out and trick Heliporni."
They opened the big heavy doors just enough so Yehudis could squeeze through.
"Thank you, thank you."
She went straight to the Russia Heliporni and she said,
"Honorable Heliporni, I have a big surprise. But first, send everyone out of the room. Only you may see it."
"Everyone, out of my room, quick. What did you bring?"
"Look, I brought you some very delicious milk and cheese. Eat it. You will love it."
"Let me taste it. Yum. Yummy. That's great. Give me some more."
"Here, take some more."
"Yummy.
I also brought some delicious wine."
"Yum.
Here, drink some more."
"Yummy. I am so tired. I'm falling asleep."
Heliporni was now in a deep sleep. It was the middle of the night, and the tzaddikus Yehudis davened to Hashem.
"Oy Eibishter, help me. Let me kill this Russia Heliporni so I can save all the Yidden from his evil plans. Oh, please, Hashem, let everyone see how great you are. Oy Eibishter, help me."
Yehudis took Heliporni's sharp sword and cut off his head. Then she put his head into a big bag and quickly and quietly walked back toward the Yidden. She knocked softly on the door. Knock, knock.
"Please, let me in. It's me, Yehudis. I have very good news."
The Yiddish guards quickly opened the door and let Yehudis in. When she showed the Yidden what was in the bag, they took Heliporni's head and hung it high up on the wall. The next morning, Heliporni was nowhere to be seen. "Maybe he is still sleeping," said one of his men. So the soldiers went into his room to wake him.
"Oh, his head is missing! Heliporni is dead!
Heliporni is dead!"
When Heliporni's other soldiers saw his head hanging on top of the wall, they got very scared and began to run away. Immediately, the Yidden opened the doors of the strong wall and chased the soldiers away. The Yidden thanked Hashem for this big nes, and they also thanked Yehudis for her mesiras nefesh, for putting herself in danger to help save them.
Oh, that's why we have a minig to eat milchigs on Chanukah. To remember the nes with the cheese that the tzaddikus Yehudis fed to the Rasha Eliporni.
That's right. You're a smart Yingale.
Wow! Thank you, Tati,
for telling us all about the nesim of Chanukah.
Afreilichen Chanukah!
Afreilichen Chanukah!